Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, you can. See 2511-3701-0006-9169.
Okay, pull up your file fast.
Now that's for my business, DNS Auto Repair and Supply. But you have it under my mother's name, Shirley Gillette. She passed away 2 years ago. So
oh, okay. I do apologize for that.
Because I've been running the business for 2 years now.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I do apologize about that.
Yeah, well, it's not a big deal.
Okay. DNS. Okay, and what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's David Gillette. I'm her son.
David Gillette.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
Area code 570.
Uh-huh.
842.
Okay.
2106.
2106. And is that your work phone? Is that a mobile?
No, this is a auto shop phone.
Okay.
Work.
All right, let me just confirm if some information we have here, and then I'll answer some questions. Are you still at 2021 Reservoir Road?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay, Madison...
Township, PA.
Township, okay, PA.
Yep.
All right, and then how about an email for you?
I don't have one set up.
Okay, that's all right, no worries.
I actually built a new office waiting room, so they're disconnected at the moment.
Okay, right on. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC? Is it incorporation?
No, it's not. It's a sole proprietor.
Sole prop, okay.
Sole proprietorship.
You got it. And then how long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business 27 years now.
Oh, very nice. That's awesome. Okay, and you've always been the 100% owner? Or is that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I have taken over in the last 2 years, since 2014, when my mother passed away.
Okay.
But I've worked for them ever since my mom and dad here. So.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so...
Family-owned business, you know.
Yeah, hey, I gotcha. Those are the best kind of businesses. All right, so we have many programs available here, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay, what I'm looking to do is I'm already in the middle of building a new building.
Okay.
Okay, I'm actually building a new garage here.
Nice.
And it's already underway and under construction. But what I'm doing here is I'm not, you know, you sent a thing here for $250,000. I'm not looking for $250,000. I'm just looking for a little extra to complete what I have and make things a little bit better.
Okay. Are you just, like, going to use it for, like, cash flow and things like that?
What's that?
You're just going to use the whatever, how much you're looking for?
I'm looking for probably about $150,000.
Okay. That's fine. Now, are you going to use that just for, like, cash flow?
No, it's for buying more material for the garage, doing different things, like upgrading things that I wouldn't have done before. You know, I could put in better countertops for the waiting rooms and, you know, different things, you know.
Okay.
Probably a couple more. You know, I'd like to have a couple new machines in the business, too, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's all for business purpose.
Okay. So you guys putting any kind of lifts or anything like that?
I have... one lift now. I just purchased a brand new one, which where it's being put in now. But you know, I can add an extra one, and you know what I mean. And I'd like to get another tire machine, in case one breaks, then I have an extra one. You know, and there's just different things. You know, alignment racks and.
Sure. Okay. Now, are you going to use all of that 150 for like that extra lift and that tire machine, or is that going to be down the line?
No, I'm going to combine it because in the building itself, I'd rather than putting a shingled roof on, I'd like to put I'd also like to do a tin roof, you know what I mean, and tin the whole structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than having regular siding and, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
One less siding that you got to paint every year. If we put up a little tin unit, you know, it's going to be durable, last longer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don't need to be out there doing side work. I understand.
Right. Yeah.
All right, 150. Okay. When were you looking to get this loan?
Well, I'm already underway. It's not that I really have to have it. The only thing I'm interested in, I'm looking for 150 roughly.
Okay.
But what I'm more interested in, what's the amount a month I have to pay and what's the interest rate? That's what I'm looking at, and I definitely want to fix. I don't want a variable.
You know, I gotcha. So the way it works is, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the way it works is, you know, with working capital, it isn't have you worked with working capital loans before?
No, I never have. I never took any loans before.
Okay, perfect. So the way it works is that it is an unsecured cash loan that gets directly deposited, right?
Unsecured.
Unsecured meaning that there's no collateral. There's no collateral to back it up. So, that being said, it is going to be a little bit more risky, and due to that factor, it might be a little bit more expensive than your normal nationwide bank. But, you know, if there is a need for you to have the money, and if you can make money off of our borrowing money, then there, you know, it makes sense for the business. As long as it makes sense for the business, then it's totally worth it. Also, with the working capital, it's going to be a shorter term.
3 year.
Yeah, so it's like about 3 months to 3 years.
Secured loan, you're saying 5 year here.
Right, secured is the 5 year, so that's going to be for like equipment. So that's why I was asking about like if you have any like equipment needs. We can get that in a minute, but with the working capital, it's going to be the shorter term, about 3 to 36 months. And with that, what I'm here to do is just to get you qualified for, what I always do is get you approved for the longest term and the largest amount possible. So I know your thing says 250K. I mean, even if you get approved for that, you don't have to take all of that. All you can just take.
I don't want to take that.
Right.
Like I said, the top I want to take is 150.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll get you approved for that, and you know, you can take all that and for the longest term. That's what I always do for all my customers: just get you approved for the longest term.
3 years, your longest, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could try that.
Roughly, what are we looking at interest rate rise before we go too far and I say, you know, this is worth it or not?
Oh, I gotcha.
What are we roughly looking at interest rates? Where are you guys at?
So we don't have a variable. It never fluctuates. It is a fixed payback rate. It's not really a set APR as people are mostly used to. It is a fixed payback rate, so you know exactly how much you're paying back. And that's
right.
Either daily, weekly, or monthly, and it's all dependent on the term. So if it's a longer term, the rate would be completely different than a shorter term. So that's why I can't really just give out a single rate number, because it's different completely based off of the term. Now, what will happen is that we will give you all these different options of here's your 3 month, here's your 6 month, here's your 9 month, you know, and it can depends, you know, whatever makes sense for the business, that's what we'll do for you. And what you can afford. Now, is there a monthly budget that you have for an output? Have you budgeted monthly?
Well, I have. I know what comes in the business and what goes out of the business every month. Exactly. You know,
okay.
I mean, and month to month changes because gross sales are different monthly.
Uh huh. Sure.
You know. But I'm looking at. I'm probably looking at the 3 year payback. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking. If you could just roughly tell me, you know, on a 3 year payback of $150,000, where are, like, what's a monthly payment roughly, and what are we in between? Are we ridiculous at freaking 12%? Are we at 4%? Are we at 6%? Roughly.
Roughly, it. On the first-time customers, it's hard to get the 36 months. You're probably going to be looking more at the 24-month range. That's only because it is unsecured. And once you start, you know, paying, like once you get into the initial term of like paying it back, and we can see that, you know, David is making his payments on time and things like that.
It's affordable for me. I know.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
You know, after taxes and before taxes. So I mean. You don't have no figure at $150,000 2 year term, roughly what we're looking at?
It's going to be a little bit more expensive. You know, everybody's different. It completely depends on what the business looks like, too. not only with your bank statements and things like that, but like your credit, your annual sales.
My credit, I could tell you right now, is about a 710 or 711.
Okay, perfect. That's very good.
Because I'm in the midst of other things right now going on.
Okay, I gotcha. That's not bad.
My business does, everything is bought and paid for. Nothing's owed to nobody. Oh, well, there's one small one out there through Mariner Finance, but that's through a brand new alignment machine I bought. But okay. I there's no judgments against me. I mean, my business runs square.
Perfect. And you don't have any other loans out, right?
No, I do not.
Okay.
And the ones I did have, I paid off already.
Okay, perfect.
And they were all small ones for like $20,000 for, you know, small amounts
sure.
of equipment and different things. And, you know, that's all they were. There's no big ones out there, though.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. What's your grossing of sales looking like?
Just give you, like, what do you want to know? 14s, 15s?
15.
Like, 15s, all I have here in front of me is my stuff from my accountant. I don't have a
That's
total
okay.
gross for the year.
That's
you're
what
looking
you
at,
rough
you're
estimate.
Looking at any, yeah, we're looking at anywhere, you know, on the slow months, we're averaging maybe right around 12 to 13,000 a month. On our busy months, we're averaging right around, you know, gross sales of 21, 20 a month.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at. You know, so it fluctuates in between there.
Okay, per month. Okay, so you're looking at about maybe.
Yeah.
So you probably did around maybe 250 last year.
Yeah, we're probably somewhere in that area.
Okay. Are you guys on track to beat that this year, or are you guys about the same?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely. Every year, if you look at my 14s were lower. Since I've taken over, I've been just, you know, it's been going.
Killing
it's been
it.
Going up and up because I'm just keeping expanding and keeping going, you know.
Nice. That's good news. Okay. And now, if you were. You have to get this 152. Sorry, I'm just doing some hand notes here. Now, have you gone to your local bank at all?
No, I haven't. I have a private investor.
Uh-huh.
You know, that does help me out when I need stuff. But I just figured I'd give these guys a shot, kind of see where you're at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate it, sure. And it's always good to, you know, look around, you know, even if, you know, I deal with a lot of business owners and, you know, sometimes they, you know, have good friends that are in the, you know, the banking and they still want to shop around too, just to, it's never, no harm in looking at both sides of the table.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just looking right now, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm really definitely interested. I just kind of want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotcha. Now with the capital loans, it's going to be more so based off of your annual sales. So that being said, you know, looking at what you gave me here, you know, I could probably get you anywhere from probably around a range about 25 to maybe 60,000, anywhere in there. And that's just because of your annual sales. But like I said, if you're looking for that 150, are you trying to put that all into, you know, getting that lift and all that stuff? Because if you're not, you know, I can separate that and we can do equipment financing for like the lift and the tire machine. And that on those rates are going to be a little way better. That's going to be the 5-year term secured, you know, lower mid single digits on that. So if you were just looking for just some working capital to do some, you know, extra materials, you know, like the tin roof and all that stuff. I mean, is that all going to cost 150 just for the materials and all that, minus the lift and tire machine?
Yeah, see, I'm just looking at everything as in like a whole bundle here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, a lot of our customers do that. You know, they always like to see just all together as one. But, you know, I can help you out and make it work, you know, a lot better for you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's much, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking, you know, in a whole bundle-wise, just to see where I'm at, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know. I gotcha. Well, I mean, the payments would be completely different if it was all 150, you know, under working capital, than it would be to split it up, you know, 50K
no,
and
that. Let okay. me just roughly where I'm at with an unsecured, you know what I mean, for 2 year at 150, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to roughly know if, you know, where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, it's unsecured. It's going to be a little more expensive, just like I always say.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, so, I mean, what we can do if you wanted, you know, is I can either send you, because if I can get you the paperwork, how would you get that paperwork over to me, just so I can take,
I have a fax machine to fax it back and forth.
Okay, that's fine. Now, would you be interested in, you know, just sending me, you know, either your bank statements or any of that stuff, just so I can take a look at that, and, you know, we can get you some harder numbers here?
Yeah, see, my bank statements are going to be really high because that's pumping a lot of my cash flow into it.
Yeah.
Well, I deal with four different banks.
Okay,
you know
I got you.
I mean? Because, see, I'm have very good standards with Dun & Bradstreet. That's probably how you follow me, evidently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're rated on Dun & Bradstreet, so.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So that's probably how we got this letter, you know what I mean? But anyways, I have four different bank accounts, and usually I don't take many loans because when I need it, I just grab the cash. That's why I was just curious roughly what the interest rates were at to see if it's worth me to do that or just keep pumping my cash in it and just have it bought and paid for, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I completely understand. I see where you're coming from.
It's not like I need this, you know what I mean? But if the rates were right, I might be considering it, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, if you can make money off of borrowing money, I mean, why not? I mean, the whole thing with it is just, like I said, it's a fixed payback rate. I mean, it's really hard to give out a number. It's too hard to do that. It's all dependent on the term and all that stuff. So, I mean, what we can do is, you know, if you want to I can fax you the information. It's a really short list of paperwork, and if you want to get that back to me, I can get you some real hard numbers here, and you know, and really go from there.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that if you want to fax the paperwork over.
Sure. What's a good fax number for you?
Area code 570.
Okay.
842.
Okay.
2106.
2106. 570-842-2106.
Yep.
All right, that sounds good. And then, would you be interested in doing the equipment financing way?
No, I just roughly want to see where I'm at, just roughly with the, you know what I mean? Well, let me
sure.
get the paper back to you, and then we'll see what it comes up with, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I'll fax it over to you. Do you think you'd... Well, I know it's Friday. You think you get that paperwork to be on Monday or working on it over the weekend?
I'll have my secretary throw it together for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
Thanks, David.